Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IBV. My name is Brad. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time. And it's on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like more information, you can get on our website at w4va.org. Information about the repeater and also, of course, the club. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding radio hardware, computer software, operating skills, operating methods, antennas, and other similar topics related to the amateur radio activities. Something interesting tonight that came in from the ARRL earlier today was from the ARRL Club News, which I thought was kind of an interesting place. But anyway, the title is Lewis and Clark Trail on the Air. If there's an on the air, it's something that people can do, they're going to do it. Anyway, I quote, Clark County Amateur Radio Club out of Vancouver, Washington, will be hosting a new event to start June 2022. CCARC is an active club of over 400 members. It has also received the recognition of being an ARRL Special Services Club. The club has made a big impact on the amateur radio community in the Pacific Northwest. I'll bet they have. Lewis and Clark Trail on the Air is being organized by a committee of CCARC members. The event will be from June 4th through the 19th of this year. Lewis and Clark travel through 16 states, and we're working on, this is obviously a quote, we're working on getting a club from each state to activate. Uh-oh, maybe we better put our hat in the ring here. Where's Bruce? There will be certificates sent out for those that contact all 16 and another certificate for those that contact less than 16. We see this as a chance to promote the Lewis and Clark Expedition and honor them for their achievement by bringing them into the amateur radio world of 2022. Mark your calendars for this special event and see how many contacts you can make. You can go to lctota.org if you want more information. End of article. For those of you that don't know, Lewis and Clark actually began their expedition in Charlottesville under the direction, if I'm not mistaken, of Thomas Jefferson. So if anybody was going to be one of the participating clubs, I would certainly assume that it would be the Albemarle Amateur Radio Club. But that would not preclude us from also putting our hat in the ring if we desire to do so. Obviously, doing a special event station means that people have to be on the air and operating and using whatever special call sign they would be assigned, we would be assigned, each club in each state, that is. So we may talk about this at the club meeting in a couple of weeks in March. So maybe I'll pop it out also on the reflector. No, it's not a reflector. My apologies. On the groups.io. As far as announcements go, it's actually kind of a quiet week coming up. It's already the end of the month, so those of you who might have an interest and are brave and don't live clear down at the other end of the world, like myself and some of the other folks who live way south, there will be an informer ham radio operator breakfast. I see we have it listed as a members breakfast on the website. It's not restricted to just members. Anyone who's interested can come and join and actually have some face-to-face time for a change. That will be this coming Saturday at 8:30 a.m. until everybody's tired and goes home. And that will be held at the Wegmans in, I guess technically it's Gainesville, or Manassas Park. Or it's the only Wegmans up in that part of the world. Anyway, it's up 29 north before you get into Gainesville proper. Of course, the club meeting coming up on March 10th, and that will be face-to-face. We're going to, unless something really weird happens, happens, we're going to go ahead and go back to face-to-face club meetings. And, of course, the Virginia CUSO party coming up is the big announcement that we will be working towards and working on. The club meeting will be some parts, the major part of it will be dedicated to sharpening everybody's pencils, so to speak, and giving some hints, tips, and instructions on how to use the N1MM Plus software program for doing your logging, which is a kind of an interesting activity if you're mobile. But it's relatively friendly once you actually get the feel of it and only use a few of the functions. It's a full-blown contesting logging program, so for those people who are really into it, it's got all the bells and whistles they need. I'll let the repeater drop for just a second. Thought I heard something in the... It's actually my neighbors across the street. Let's see. Other things coming up. There's a... looks like a pretty full and interesting contest calendar coming up this weekend. For those of you who are general class or above, there's a CQ 160-meter single sideband contest, which looks like it runs for almost 3 days. There's an REF contest for single sideband. I haven't looked at the details, so I'm not quite sure what that is. One thing that looks interesting and is easy for most of us to do, and since all bands are, I'm sure, allowed, there's an FTN DX contest, February 26th through 27th. FTN means FT8, FT4. I think that's pretty much the only FTs that we use commonly. Let's see, there's a South Carolina CUSO party, a North American CUSO party for RIDI, and a North American Collegiate Championship for RIDI, all coming up this weekend. If you have any questions on any of these things, check out the WA7BNM, that's Bravo November My Contest Calendar, and the website on that is contestcalendar.com, contestcalendar, one word, .com. Does anyone else have any announcements they would like to share with another group here that I've missed? This is N7IVV. Go ahead. Okay, in that case, we'll go ahead and start with the check-ins. So anyone anywhere who's a licensed amateur radio operator, please go ahead and give me a call. N7IVV. Go ahead.
N7HTV.
Okay, it's over to you.
This is KO4QVB.
KM4DK, no comment tonight,
Greg. Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
KM4SPL.
KD4SP. KO4, Victor November, Zulu, Chuck, in and out.
KO4IUM.
Okay, let's hold it there for a minute. I got K1HTV, KX4KU, KO4 Quebec Victor Bravo. Heard you a little while ago, Lewis. Welcome. KF4TEK, Mike, hi and goodbye. WB7RAV, Randy, same deal. KN4SPL, Bob. KD4SV, good evening, David. Nice to hear you. KO4 Victor November Charlie, Chuck, hi and also goodbye. Thanks for checking in. And KO4IUM, Nick. And somebody was trying really hard to get in with some doubles early on. Maybe they got through the pile upstairs. So any other check-ins? Call me now, please.
AK4GG, and hand out.
Juliet, November, Tango.
NB. K1TPN, in and out.
Okay. There's still a double there early on, and K4JNT won that bout. AK4GG, hi, John. Bye, John. NB3A, Justin, hello. K1TPN, let's see, you said you're in and out. Okay, let's see if we have any more. If that double got in... Anyway, if you haven't checked in, go ahead and try it one more time. N7IVV.
All right, going to try again. KO4LUA.
Roger, this is K1HTV, and you also had a double with LUA. That heterodyne means there's another one in there. So, yeah, stand by for yet one more check-in. Good to see so many on. Hopefully, we'll see a bunch of you on Saturday at Wegmans. 8:30, we start gathering on the second floor, grab some food on the first floor, or some coffee, and come on upstairs, put a bunch of tables together, and have a good eyeball CUSO. Last week, I finally got my DX Engineering's relay box on the tower, working with all the antennas. I originally had individual cables coming off each of the beams on the tower. And now they cut, earlier in the week, cut the cables, actually last week, and put male connectors on both ends of the cut and then a barrel in the middle. Then on Monday went up the tower before it started raining to about the 10-foot level of the ladder and just one by one screwed in the connectors from the cables coming down the tower into the relay box. And from the relay box into the house have a single piece of LMR 600. So that's working. The remote control is working for it. I got a rebuilt or built a new BCD auto band switch relay box. Takes BCD data from the radio as you change the bands, and that data is converted to actual switching different antennas for the particular band I'm on. Regarding the REF contest, it's a French contest. That's the name, that's the three letters that represent the organization that represent the French hams, REF. So that's their contest. You mentioned Saturday, the South Carolina CUSO party. You didn't mention that Sunday is the North Carolina CUSO party. So you catch both Carolinas over the weekend if you haven't worked that rare state. Not too rare. Let's see, what else? I got a note from Katie. K4TER, listing the new hams that have joined us, and an upgrade. KO4 in November, Victor Tango upgraded to General. And then I also, KO4WYV, WYW, WYX, WYY, and WZA are all new hams. And all technicians except one, KO4WYW, upgraded to, it took both Tech and the General. So, whole bunch of new hams in the W's. Now, when they run out of W's, X, Y's, and Z's, they're going to skip over the KP's, and they'll probably start using KQ calls for the fourth region. So that'll be interesting to see what calls we see on the air after they run out of the KO's. As far as propagation, we had some magnetic storm activity the past couple of days. Things have stabilized now. 10 is not too good. The solar flux is still under 100, and 10 is not open that much. Not like it was a couple weeks ago when the solar flux hit up there 140. But there's still a lot of DX to be worked on the upper bands. That's it. Back to you, Brad, and 7IVV from K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thank you. Yeah, you're right. The North Carolina CUSO party is there, although it's later on, which is why I didn't pick it out of the block. That's coming up Friday and Saturday, it looks like. No, Saturday and Sunday. No, right. The North Carolina CUSO party is the 27th through the 28th. Of course, these are all UTC times. Anyway, like I say, see that webpage if you're interested in working any of those things. KX4KU, Kevin, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
N7IDV, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thank you, sir, for doing the net tonight. Stay on my own. Did you do something real quick? Okay, I'm back. I had to turn off the speaker so I get the buzz out of it. Anyway, nothing more than I like doing than to sort of correct the president, because specifically the Lewis and Clark expedition began in, I believe, St. Louis. It was commissioned by Jefferson, but it was to explore the territory that was acquired from during the Louisiana Purchase, which was from the west of Mississippi, almost California. I don't remember how far off. But anyway, so technically, it didn't start from Virginia. It was Jefferson lived here, and he had to get Congress to pay for it. Secondly, I already fixed the event, so I don't need to hear grief about that. Breakfast being open to all. Did CWT today, and ended up working with the author of FL Digi, and it ends up something quirky is happening with FL Rig and the E82 FT817. So me and him and another guy have been kind of trying to debug it. So that's a little bit of everything here. So that's about it. I will turn it back over to you, Brad. N7IBV, KX4KU, back to that.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, you're right. They did start in St. Louis. you mention it. It just amazes me that that they were able to travel upstream as far as they did on the, what, on the Mississippi River, I think. And of course, it's also amazing how far those rivers go geographically, you know, if you go all the way up to the headwaters. And of course, they went on ahead and went over to Washington to, I forget where. Anyway, my history is horrible. At least I remember Lewis and Clark and who they are. Lots of Clark counties in the country because of them. And I think probably Lewis counties, too. I don't know. It seems like Clark managed to get a lot of the publicity from that. Anyway, AL4, QVB, Lewis, you had a really, really good signal in here. I mean, you were full quieting and just booming in with your handheld, so why don't you mention to us what you're using for antenna there. KO4 QVB, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad. Yep, this is KO4 QVB. I'm using a Comet antenna, and I have it on an extending pole base, and I upgraded to a 10-watt transceiver versus my handheld 5-watt, so I'm able to get a little farther out. So that's what I'm using. And earlier this week, I was, over the weekend, I was able to help out as a ham radio operator, present in Alexandria. So I got my service project. So it's happening. Thank you for running the net, and have a great evening. Back to net.
Okay, Lewis, thank you. I'm not sure what that was. You had some sort of weird interference there towards the end of your transmission that was pretty much taking you out. It was not Heterodyne. It was not somebody trying to transmit over you, as far as I can tell. But anyway, we got everything you're trying to say. So, yeah, you mentioned you had it raised all the way up, and I thought, what, a telescopic whip on your radio? But, yeah, now that it makes sense that you have a pole that you're raising that up on. So, anyway, good job. KN4SPL, Bob, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. let's see, not doing a whole lot in radio endeavors lately. With the weather getting nice, I see the yard work tasks are building up, so I've been really working on the chores out in the yard here lately. but I did want to make a quick note, just an observation, because I was just flipping through DX Engineering tonight just to see how the supplies are going lately, and I'm telling you, it looks like, at least transceiver-wise, the selection is super low these days, and the prices are way up compared to even over the summer. So I mean, of all of Yaesu, they only have 14 Yaesu transceivers available. ICOM, they only have 11. Olenco, they only have 9 transceivers, and that's both base and mobile and handy talkies. So, I guess it's that semiconductor issue that has been happening. So, anyway, just an observation. Anyway, that's all I got, really. This is KN4 SPL, back to net.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I'm assuming that inventory you mentioned is nationwide with HRO. That's not a good stock. I've got a problem with the second VFO in my mobile rig in the car. You know, it's dual bander. And I have troubleshooted enough to see if it's the entire VFO or if it's just the UHF. So anyway, the point is, I think I'll hold off on sending it anywhere to be fixed, because it may be a year before it comes back if it's got a serious problem. Let's see, where are we? KD4SV, Dave, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, great hearing you on. Thanks for being net control again tonight. Anyway, my life is changing drastically here. I've lived for 30 years here on the side of you, Yew Tree Mountain, but I'm going to be moving with my wife, who is now in assisted living at White Springs Senior Care Facility near the American Legion. You know where that is. And the horse grounds there where they, Patty Klein used to sing. Anyway, I'm going to probably be VHF only because I'll be living on the third floor of that high rise, and I can hit the repeater fine with my handheld like I do here on the side of Yew Tree Mountain. But anyway, big life change, and the HF antennas come down, and so I'm going to be moving shortly out of here. Anyhow, that's enough of that. So back to net control, and good to hear you on and remembering me. KD4SV.
Okay, Dave. Oh, of course, you're very memorable. We'll never forget you. Let's see. Where are we? KO4VNZ was in and out. KO4IUM, how are you doing tonight, Nick? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4IUM. Doing well tonight. Thank you, as always, for running the net. This week we got the power supply and lithium batteries in for the 4-H communications trailer. So, and then I got a call earlier today scheduling the delivery of the trailer for tomorrow. So now we're hopefully, once that gets here, I'll get back with KN4SPL to do some of the electrical wiring to make sure we've got that done correctly, and then let the kids have at it to do a lot of the other setup and get the learning experience of that. But first the electrical, make sure that system's all safe, and then let the learning start. So that's all I have this week. This is KO4IUM, back to net.
Okay, well, that's exciting. That's just exciting all the way around. With the trailer coming, you'll have some place to put it and start building that out, and that's great. That's great. We're all excited and happy for you. Let's see. K4JNT, Wayne, good to hear you on tonight. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not doing too bad tonight, sir. Thanks for doing the net. Good evening, all. It's been a while. Hopefully I can get back into the swing thing here. Just sitting over here doing a little bit of FT8, trying to work the cobwebs out of these radios for getting ready for VAQB. Other than that, that's about it. K4JNT, back to net.
All righty, that's great. Again, good to have you back. I've been doing, I've been trying to focus on FT4 lately. I've got so many contacts, frankly, on FT8, I thought I should try and drum up some more business, shall we say, on FT4. I did get my 50th state on FT4 on 40 meters, which was one of my goals there, so that was kind of fun. And I keep on plugging on the others. 30 meters is really pretty sparse. Maybe I'm just hitting it at the wrong time of day, but, you know, it's interesting. FT4 is just not a very popular mode, and probably because a lot of people just don't think about it, but different kind of mode. It's a lot faster, but, you know, you're still exchanging the same information and still working somebody. So anyway, whatever they be, that is okay. This is N7IVV, and this is the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. And over to NB3A now. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, good evening. Brad and the rest of the net. Thanks for the net, Brad. This is NB3A. Not a whole lot, really, to report on this week. Just kind of been doing some VAQP prep. Have also been doing a lot of research on switchable bandpass filters, like ones that are commercially available, as I hope to. And it probably won't happen before VAQP, but I'm trying to get the truck set up to be like a true multi mobile, so two HF stations and a VHF station for at least MDC, PA, and then West Virginia later in the year. But yeah, like I said, I don't think it'll be ready for Virginia. Otherwise, you know, been spraying down the exhaust with a PV blaster to get ready to take some stuff off, to hopefully put on some stuff so that we don't die out there this year. And generally kind of getting ready and preparing for what's to come here in about another month. So, yeah, that's about all I've got. Back to STU and 79DD for NB3A.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you won't have that ready this year for the Virginia QSO party, but that's okay. It's fun to have it. That's fine. It's kind of a fun project just to get that stuff together. All right, and last but not least, at least on this round of checking, KO4LUA, Charles, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
And 7IVV, KO4LUA. I'm doing good. Just one comment I want to make about my endeavors. I made a New Year's, I can't say resolution, commitment to do more phone contacts on HF rather than digital, because digital's easy. You just push a button and that's about it. So I've been doing that, and I've gotten pretty good contacts with my radio being barefoot and no extras. I've gotten Luxembourg and Scotland and Spain and a few others. So I feel good about that. That's what I want to try to do. I won't keep on trying. KO4LUA.
Well, very good. I think that's a very honorable thing to do. Honorable. I guess actually as the solar cycle is improving, sideband, phone, rather, will be a little bit easier to work. I guess that's why the digital, the FTs, FTNs have been so popular, because they're short and can still manage to get through the fading that's so prevalent with low sunspot cycles and horrible propagation. Okay, let's see some more check-ins if we have any, or rechecks. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
KO4, Victor November Tango, good evening.
KD6, AKC.
Okay, KO4VNT, Gregory, how are you tonight? KD6AKC, Mark, good to hear you. Before you guys get on, I guess I'll go ahead and mention what I overheard AND talking about, K1RA talking about. Apparently he spent a good part of the day, or part of the day today, working on their VAQP, perhaps. VAQP. Yeah, Virginia QSO party. I guess he's going to go rover instead of working up there on the hill that they've done so many times before. So they're gonna try rover for a change. So they were fitting antennas, and boy, I thought I heard him say something about a rotator, but that's probably wrong. So anyway, just something interesting and for everybody to watch out for, because we're all aware of Andy and their team up there. Can't remember, were they WA4BA when they do their contest call, whatever. So they'll be roving this year. Anyway, KO4VNT, Gregory, go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4VNT. Good evening, Brad, and all of you on the net. Let's see, going on in my world, I got my general class license this week, and made some good DX contacts this week, one in Tokyo, and one in Sydney, and one in Cape Town, South Africa, so I was happy about that, being a new ham. Other than that, just this crazy weather, wondering what we're going to wake up to in the morning, 73 degrees today, and calling for sleet, and a high of 38 in the morning, so just kind of curious to see how that pans out. But anyway, that's all for me, Brad. 73 to everybody, back to net control, KO4VNT.
Well, congratulations on the upgrade. That's always an exciting thing. Too bad you guys don't have to do code. That was always really a kind of a hurdle, for at least for some of us, that sort of made it more challenging. But that doesn't matter. It's good to have you up there in the general ranks, and congratulations on those DX contacts. Those are very exciting to do. KD6AKC, what's going on with you tonight? Go ahead.
Well, that's an IVV in the net. Good evening, KD6AKC. Nothing much, just thought I would try checking in for a change. Haven't been able to do that for a while, and found myself with some free time this evening, so I thought I'd give it a ring and see what's going on. So it's good to hear everybody again. And I think this is the first time on the net from a new house up here toward Marshall. So not much going on radio-wise, since I don't have the chat set up at the new place yet. But with that, I'll say 73, and back to that, KD6AKC.
started. Congratulations on the new house. Got quite a bit of hiss on your signal, but completely readable. Audio level is good, but you do have some hiss. I think you've got a mountain between you and the repeater, so be that as it may, we all have sacrifices we have to make. All right, last call for check-ins or rechecks. This is N7IVV. Go ahead. Okay. This is N7IVV, and this has been the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. We do this every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time, and everybody that's a licensed amateur is welcome to check in, club member or not. If you have any questions or would like more information, you can get on our website at w4va.org. If you have questions or wondering, you can send us an email at faranet.org. Faranet@w4va.org. That's Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango at w4va.org. Stand by. This is N7IVV closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal use. Thank you, and have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray, disconnected. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray, connected to W4VA.
Or WYX from K1HTV. For WYX, K1HTV. Copy, Matthew. You don't have the microphone working yet. Congrats on the new license. You're one of the five that made it in the recent testing by Katie and her husband, K4TER and David. Anyway, Matt, if you're get the mic working, give us a call. This is K1HTV in Amosville.
KO4WYX.
So sounds good. KO4WYX. This is Rich, K1HTV. And again, congrats on the new ham ticket.
Thanks, Rich. I'm using Echo Link until I get my antenna set up at the house here. So it took me a minute to figure out the settings on here. I literally set it up like 20 minutes ago. Super happy to be a part of the crew.
Very good. Yeah, you missed the net. Starts at 8 o'clock in, every Wednesday and Sunday. So if you're around next Sunday, check in to the Faranet. Well, congrats on the ticket. Now, exactly when did you pass the exam? How long ago?
So I passed it on, was it 19th? Yep, that's the test I took. And I literally got my my license, yesterday? So I was in the database today. So I'm like, I'm going for it and jump in with both feet in. So this is pretty cool. I'm super excited.
Very good. Well, it's a great hobby. You meet a lot of good folks. And we'll hope to see you in person one of these days. You're having a breakfast over at Gainesville, which is kind of a long haul from Goldvein. But We're going to have a breakfast this coming Saturday at the Wegmans in Gainesville on Route 29. But we'll get to see you one of these days. What club do you belong to? Are you going to be belonging to? What club is down in that area? I guess the one down in Fredericksburg?
So I think when I talked to Katie, there's the Stafford one, which is, you know, technically not that far from me. She didn't mention the Fredericksburg one, so I have to look into that. And then, I mean, I'm Fauquier County, so I'll probably jump into a couple of them. I want to be involved, you know, as my schedule allows. And if I'm able to jump out there this weekend, I might. I'm liking this. And I've done radio my whole life, and now I'm just doing amateur radio. So this is the fun side to do it when I'm not getting paid to do it.
Good. Well, if you're free Saturday, we usually start gathering around 8:30 up on the second floor level. You can buy some food or coffee, whatever, down at the first floor level, and then they come up to the second floor where they have tables, and we usually gather a bunch of tables together and have, you know, between a dozen and 20 guys there. So maybe we'll see you there if you can make it Saturday, if the weather cooperates and you feel like coming up and meeting some of the hams from the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, the Farrah Club. Also, some of the guys may be coming over from the Gainesville area. From Heritage Hunt, it's an over 50 community up in Gainesville. So if you make it, we'll see you there. And otherwise, okay, about being in radio, I spent 48 years in radio on the 20 years in the commercial side, and the last 28 at the Voice of America, working for the government. But what phase of radio did you work in? Over.
So I'm a government employee, and I've been doing, like, you know, operational stuff for one of those agencies out there. And so right now I manage people. I don't actually do as much technical work as I used to. So the amateur radio world is another place for me to dust off my cobwebs on my technical skills with, you know, radios and antennas and all that fun stuff, instead of writing paper and approving budgets for all the guys that do all the hard work for me. So, yeah, I got about 23 years in of doing that, and a few more to go before retirement. But it's a good gig, and it pays the bills.
It's great. Very good, Matt. Well, enjoy the hobby. There's so many different facets to this great hobby, from rag chewing to building antennas and talking to the space station that flies around the world, or either the Russian one or the American one. You can bank signals off meteor trails or work through the ham satellites, rag chew, work DX around the world, have fun chasing stations on single sideband or CW or radio teletype or the new digital modes like FT8 and FT4. And there's just so many different facets. You get sick of doing one thing, there's always another thing to do. So enjoy it. We'll see you. Hopefully you'll see you in person one of these days, Matt. Again, the name is here is Rich, R-I-C-H. Live in Amosville, about 10 miles west of the repeater. K-O-4-W-Y-X. This is K-1-H-T-V.
Rich, it was nice talking to you. Nice meeting you. This is K-O-4-W-Y-X. Going 7-3. Take care.
3, Matt. This is K-1-H-T-V. Clear.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Yankee, X-ray, disconnected.